Hello and welcome to this Optics Trade Debates. Myself, Theodore,
and Andras,
we will talk about Leica GeoVid R binoculars today. You probably notice we are doing a series of videos about Leica products, and normally Leica is very, very famous for their range-finding binoculars and all other range-finding technologies. So Andras, should we start? How did everything start with Leica and range-finding products?
Yeah, so Leica first introduced the first range finding binoculars for the civil market in 1992, but these were the other type of GeoVid.
The GeoVid 7x42.
That's right.
The first model. Yeah.
The first model ever. But we're going to be talking about GeoVid R today. And mm-hmm. if we delve into a little bit of a history about this model, mm-hmm. the first was released in 2005. And that one was only capable of calculating the linear distance. Mm-hmm. Then in 2009, the second generation was released. It was also only capable of calculating the linear distance, but the optics were a little bit improved.
That was the GeoVid HD, but if I'm certain, they were all completely the same. If you look at from a distance, they are completely the same like this.
They're
GeoVid
completely
R.
The same. So they feature a classic design, which might appeal to some. So it's a typical design, a classic look. They're a little bit different from the HDB and HDR, and they don't feature Perga Poro prisms, and mm-hmm. so they have a little
so
bit of a different shape.
They have Schmidt and Pechan prisms.
They have Schmidt and Pechan, which are of the roof type.
Yeah.
And if we go back, so this is the current model, the third generation, which was released in 2016, mm-hmm. and it's the first model that has the capability of measuring the equivalent horizontal range.
So it also measures the angle.
That's right. It also measures the angle.
So this is the first model of GeoVid in this form factor that measures the angle and gives you the equivalent horizontal range. What is the range at which you're still able to measure the distance to objects with these models?
So it has the maximum distance is 1,300 yards or mm-hmm. 1,200 meters.
Yeah, roughly.
Roughly, yeah. What about the model range?
Well, I know that there are four different models in this series. So the 42mm models, there are two, 8x42 and 10x42. And then the 56mm model, there are again two, 8x56, and what is really funny, 15x56.
This is very unusual for a
very high magnification. I think it's better to use it on a tripod, because 15 magnification is really, really high. And in form factor, you can see them here. This is the 56mm model, this is the 42mm model. The interesting part is that the 56 is not that big. It's not like too big or too heavy or anything
quite handy.
It's quite handy. They all feature the optic compensation on both eyes, so that on one eye you do the optic compensation for the image, on the other side you do the optic compensation so that you're able to see the display well. It's marked with a white line under the optic compensation where you try to adjust the image, and red where you're adjusting the display, how you see the display, which gives you the reading of the measurement. Apart from that, they have twist up eye cups with I think three or four different mm-hmm. settings. And they're very decent. I would say what is more important than that is that they are quite affordable.
Yes, and I think the 1,850
euros,
the cheapest one, and then it goes all the way up to 2,500
somewhere. 15x56.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Rob, if we look in, let's be honest, the Chinese similar products are also priced around 1,200, 1,300 euros, but if you buy Leica range-finding binoculars, this is a completely different level of quality and everything. So I would say for what you get, they're really affordable. I do think the reason behind it is because they are producing this model since 2003. So this is really a long time. They did refresh everything, but the basic design is completely the same. Normally, they increase the measurement range. They did a lot of, I would say, tweaks to it. They also integrated the measurement of the angle and so on. So they did the tweaks, but still the basic design is quite old, and this is the reason why it's so affordable. But on the other side, you still get premium optical performance when you look through them, the image is still very, very nice, especially considering the price point.
So we also have to point out these are made in Leica's factory in Portugal, as all range finding devices are. So
they have 5 years warranty.
They have 5 years of warranty. The battery is of this type, so the CR2 installed on the bottom of the device.
When you're installing the battery, always use this Leica tool to remove the battery cover, because if you use the coin, first of all, it's really hard to get to this I would say place where the battery compartment is, and second of all, you will almost most certainly you will damage the cover.
The tool is made from plastic, so it's really nicely.
It's really handy and much better than the coin. With the binoculars, you're getting a bag, a carrying strap, rain covers, the manual, the certificate that the product was checked before it left the factory with the signature of who checked it. This is also very nice.
And also this booklet containing all the accessories that Leica makes. We all know that there are quite a few accessories to choose from.
Because they really make nice accessories.
They really make nice accessories
from different.
And there's everything for every style out there. Mm-hmm. So every customer has a different demand, and Leica, of course, answered to this with many different available accessories.
Yeah, I think we covered most of the grounds. To point just one thing out, when you're buying Leica range-finding binoculars, you're buying from the, I would say, from the leader of the market leader, because they are the pioneers of this technology. In 92, they were the first who did this, and also they have the widest range of range-finding products on the market at the moment. So they are the company which really knows how to make these products. So I think this is a really good argument when you are deciding which range-finding binoculars to buy. Thank you for watching. If you forgot anything, please use comment section below. Just write anything in it. We will try to reply it as fast as possible. If you like the video, please subscribe. If anything else is not clear, send us an email. Thank you.
Bye-bye.